Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nobody panic. Woo! That was excellent. That was excellent. We're on a boat.
That was
I turned my mic off. I turned my mic off. I haven't turned my mic off. Thank you so much.
Am I good?
Tess is great.
I've
we're all doing great.
It.
We're here on the Gordon's Line, which is a boat that's been taken over by Gordon's, shall we? We are doing an episode today, how to make your commute home more enjoyable.
And this could not be a more exciting commute home if we tried.
It's incredible. Quite stressful for us.
This is the coolest place we've ever done a podcast
it's
from.
It's wonderful. So what we normally do before we get into the episode is we just sort of talk about what adult thing we've done each week.
Yes.
To make people feel confident that they're living okay. The bar is very low for these adult things. Once it was that I'd found a tin and I'd put some jewellery in it. That was the level that I'm operating at. So Tessa, what is the most adult thing you've done this week?
Mine is, well, my initial one was that I had this really good idea about how I'd started WhatsApping myself ideas.
For friendship or no, just ideas. Okay.
Yeah, because I reply. And the speed at which it went blue ticks was really thrilling. I thought, I wonder if you can do that or the algorithm will be like, you can't message yourself. But it turns out you can. And so if I needed like ideas or photos, I was WhatsApping myself and I feel, so I recommend it. But my actual one...
I just use the notes function. That's what I do.
It's an option. My actual one is that I have just moved into a new horrible flat.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Great.
I can't afford it, and the sofa looks like it has come out of a skip. Like they've actively got it from a skip. It's so horrid, and I couldn't afford to get rid of it. And it turns out, have you ever tried seeing how much a sofa is? It's so much.
No, I've no idea. I'd say what, like £500 more.
There's a lady
pounds.
Saying no, and who's bought a sofa?
How big is your sofa? Is it made of diamonds?
Honestly, it's not even big, right? There's so because you think like I don't know, £20
probably.
Sofa. It's so expensive, so abandon ship with that. But then Instagram, because they're reading our thoughts, they were like, "Hey, what about these special sofa covers?" And then there's all these videos of people very quickly putting like an elastic sofa cover on a sofa really fast, and it looks amazing. Cost £10. I never like to really big up at Instagram, but it looks incredible. And so I've covered my...
with a little jacket.
With a tiny sofa jacket.
Wearing little disguise.
Yeah. I can't recommend it enough. Google sofa covers, or even now that you've even heard the idea, it'll come up on your Instagram as well.
Yes.
But like, that was my one. And I felt so grown up, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
What's your one?
I made scones, but they were very flat, like drinks coasters. So you couldn't...
Like a rock.
Yeah, like a rock. So you couldn't cut them. You know, like you're supposed to, obviously, I don't even have to explain that. You're supposed to cut scones and put jam on them, but you couldn't. So it was like scone crumble, but they were also burnt and the raisins set on fire. I like that I tried,
and now I
know what to do next, which is not make scones again.
That's all any of us can ask, that you just try.
Just try.
You learn and you try next time.
And the process was very just euphoric for me that I was doing it.
Buzzing on your Martha Stewart scone making.
High off my scones. So with like the whole commute thing...
Yes.
Obviously, in London, we all commute a lot. We're commuting right now. I think the average commute is like an hour and a half a day?
Yes. So like supposedly the average commute is 45 minutes there. We decided that anything under half an hour was just...
It's not a commute. That's it's just a, love, it's a, ramble.
A lovely ramble. So
Stop complaining.
It doesn't count.
Anything above that is... I think that's fair.
Would you like to tell them about your maths?
My maths? Yeah, I did some maths. It took me a long time. Okay, so an hour and a half a day means that... I mean, everyone probably just knows this anyway, but I needed to use a calculator. Hour and a half a day means that over a year, you spend 16 and a quarter days commuting, okay? So if you're doing more than 45 there and back, you're spending longer commuting. Sounds depressing. I'm using this as a motivational tool. So why not use that time in a positive, fun-ish?
Yeah.
The most fun you can way.
Yes.
So it's not, because I think the thing is that you just want to check out immediately, don't mm-hmm. you? And you just want to like just be anywhere other than where you are. Whereas actually, if you live in the moment, live in the mom, then you're living life.
Right.
That's my motto.
Well, I think the whole idea both of like we have a lot of requests about doing this, trying to make your commute better, because I think that's where people listen to a lot of their podcasts and they want to be like, how can I use this time? And also I think that's what the Gordon's line is about, is being like, how can we make this, what's the most amazing way we could possibly get home, and like how can we stop and enjoy everything,
so
and like,
get on this boat every day, I think is the answer.
That's the only option,
that's the only way you can do it. So bye. A friend of mine literally moved to Tanzania because she was on the Central Line one day and it broke down and she was like in a man's armpit and she's like, I'm moving to Tanzania. She's not had any previous connection with Tanzania. She was working in advertising and she's just like, no. And I think that's I feel that every time I go on the Central Line or just any commuting situation. It's so hot. And rush hour is so tricky when you're in a city.
Is she in Tanzania? I'm so concerned. Is she in Tanzania now?
She's absolutely fine. Okay. She had a nervous breakdown.
That boat's going so fast. Look how fast he is.
There's a speedboat. That's the Thames Clipper. That's a genuine commute. So that's
what?
People are going home on their actual commute. You can use the boat. It's slightly more expensive, but it is nice. It's a nice way to go. But yeah, no, so she ended up just changing her career and just like, I think she was independently quite wealthy. Otherwise, how would she have been able to have done that? Spoiler alert, she's rich. So be rich and move to Tanzania, point one. Point two?
Thank you. Let me take that baton and run with it. Okay. Well, maybe she has more money now she's in Tanzania. Guys, option one, in Tanzania. Option two, there's some research. Gordon's did some research into the state of the British commute.
State of it.
22% of Brits choose to go completely silent, not uttering a word during the commute. And I can't believe that's so low. I think that's everyone.
It's like 99.5% in London. Maybe it's because like outside, maybe in like Kent, everyone's chatting to themselves in their car or something.
No.
You just must be silent on your commute.
But also if somebody on the Central Line was like, how was your
Hello.
Day? I'd be like... Absolutely not. No, baby. No way. Sometimes very late at night, like on the night bus home, when like that, sometimes there's like a fun...
A couple are breaking up or something. You're like, give me more.
Yeah. Yes.
Love that. Absolutely.
No, you know when like people get on and they've been to a wedding and they're like...
I've been to a wedding. I still find that annoying.
Oh.
Do you like it?
I quite like that bit.
Do you chat to people who've been to a wedding? On like a night bus?
Yeah.
Why then the night bus after a wedding? Get an Uber. This is my own personal judgment. It's my own personal judgment, and that's mean. Does an Uber count as commuting?
No, okay. Of course not.
Okay. Imagine if you took an Uber to and from. What people probably do. It's just that I'm
well, okay,
poor.
So even if you are in your Uber commuting, it's still, you know...
It's a silent commute, though, isn't it?
It's still time that you aren't at work, you aren't at home. It's still technically, like, nothing time.
Yes, it's nothing time. And I think you kind of want to be like, just take up a new hobby on your commute. Realistically, you're not going to take up a new hobby on your commute. But what you can do is like, just make it a little bit nicer. Just make it a little bit more productive, because considering it's 16 and a half days of your year, which actually is not a huge amount, but it's enough to be doing something.
And again, this is a statistic. I can't believe this is true. Almost half of Brits, 47%, admit to being bored of their commute.
Must be more.
The other 53? What are you doing?
They're just happy to be out of the house.
Literally. And you're like, whoa. Central, like, what are you doing?
I love cars.
I can't fathom how you aren't bored. Anyway, so I think it's so easy to be like, I hate my commute. I'm just going to play my games, or I'm going to be this totally silent. I'm just going to emotionally check out of this whole experience. But if you do emotionally check out, that's 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back, an hour and a half a day, 16 days a year that you have chosen to just emotionally check out the whole experience.
You haven't chosen as well, because your brain switches into alpha, you use alpha and beta waves. So when you're
wow.
Thank you. I'm a professor of brains.
Yeah.
When your brain is like, what's the word? Like, it's stimulated by something. So you're making active choices. Then you are basically like alert. But then your brain can very, very easily switch into kind of beta waves, which is like when you're like ironing, or when you're like doing something that you do a lot.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
On the commute. So that's why sometimes you can like literally commute to work and be like, I don't know what I did. Like, I could actually remember changing trains.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised I'm out of the house.
Sometimes I'm on Twitter and then I think, oh, I should check Twitter. You know?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I've very much been there.
And then I'm like, oh, bloody hell, I'm on it. Yeah. You're out.
It's like that with a commute.
Well, so again, research from the University of London found that taking a tiny change into your day, however small, they even said going to a toilet on a different floor of your office, bit of fun.
I mean, if you're at that level, look at other areas of your life and try and spice it up. Sit on the toilet backwards, do something more interesting. I don't recommend it. I've never done it. I've tried it. Yeah, it doesn't work because that's not how they were designed.
Does it not?
No.
I want to try immediately. So going to the toilet in a different place, or taking any tiny change to your route home. So walking a bit more to a
backwards.
Different... Walking, no.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've really not understood this point. Go on, continue.
Walking to a different tube stop that's one further down the line than you
yes.
need to be. Don't sigh.
No, I just mean like I won't do that.
Well, why not?
Because I'll be like, well, that's closer, so I'll just get on here. That's my role play that I'm doing.
Yeah, but remember, 16 hours a day. So we're trying to get you out of beta wave into alpha wave. Be more creative.
I'll walk.
On it.
Okay, yeah.
Because you don't want to get...
Well, you could try like cycling. If you have like a car, you could try car sharing. I suppose you could do just slightly different things rather than like go out of your way to make your commute more long.
It is nice to walk.
It is nice to walk. I often used to commute when I worked in an office. I would walk, but sometimes it's like 2.5 hours. So it was like a nice thing to do. Like I'll do that once a week.
Sure.
And then it kind of keeps things spicy.
What I'm saying
while I'm sat on my toilet backwards.
Keep it spicy for yourself.
Yeah.
And
keep it hot. Do you know what I mean?
Be quiet. Walk to a different tube stop. Change somewhere different en route if you can. Like just go see something different. Sit in a different carriage.
Like, do something different, maybe. So, like, because I always read on the tube.
Yeah.
How do you commute often? Is it?
It is.
You're a bus girl, aren't you?
I do love the bus, even if it'll take twice the time. And if I can sit on the top deck of the bus, oh yes, please. The 38, it takes about 4 hours.
It does. It takes such a long time to get to Clapton on the bus from Central London, but you always opt for that.
I love it. I love to sit there. I hate the tube. I don't like to be underground. So if I can. Be upstairs.
Staring at people.
Yeah, well, that is something that people like to do, the staring, the people watching.
People watching, yeah. Well, I mean, like, so you're like a bus person, so maybe you should take the tube occasionally, or maybe you should, like, listen, like, so what's the word? Like, prepare. What's the word? Prepare for your commute a little bit better. So, like, being able to download a different podcast, download some music, play a game, do, like, so whatever you normally tend to do to check out, try and do something else. That is the sort of point, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think, like, because I actually don't mind... I was going to say I don't mind it, but I do.
You mind what?
The long journey.
Well, then we need to solve your commute.
Sorry, yes. This whole point was about like being prepared for things. So it's like make sure that you have got your correct shoes that you need to get home, because nothing worse than being stuck in your office shoes to make the journey.
Oh, your heels, yeah.
Don't be stuck in your heels. Have the right coat. Have your bus. Have, you know, everything that you need. Have your iPhone charger. Have your snacks that you need. Have a book.
Download a series. So I keep seeing people on the tube watching like full series. I'm like, this is great. I've not even thought to do that. I haven't done it, but I will in
exactly.
the future.
Exactly. So it's that sort of thing about
watch
like
CSI, for example.
Watch Succession. Watch like any of these popular things. Like you can actually sit there and watch them on the thing, and then it's like, oh, this is a thing I'm looking forward to, rather than just something that is happening to me and there's nothing I can do about it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A nice thing that I read that someone suggested is if you're above ground for your commute, you can use like a hands-free thing and use it to do something like, so for example, I'm always like, I don't call my grandma enough. I just don't.
Yeah.
I always forget, it's terrible. But now I've started doing this thing that from the tube, the walk to my flat, I always call her, not every time, because I was like 3 times a day. That's too much even for her. But like, yeah, so having a thing where, each day you will call someone, or you will do something for someone else that you would ordinarily be like, oh, I forgot to do that. If you build it into your commute, then it comes more like naturally.
Exactly. I think it's about like building that routine of like, what do I do with this time? Oh, this is when I call somebody, or like, this is when I do my ideas, or this is when I write down this, or this is when I read my book. It's about being like, oh, I'm excited to use this extra time and I'm excited to take it, rather than just being like, oh, this is happening to me. Being like, oh, I'm so looking forward to this. This is the time that I do this. This, I get so much stuff done. So it doesn't feel like a commute. It feels like special time.
A friend of mine genuinely meditates on the tube. I mean, she must look mad, but like, she has the Calm app. So there's like 10 minutes where a woman called Tabitha, potentially, or Tamara, or Thomas, says, like, it's called like the Daily Calm, and it'll be like, today we're talking about life. And you're like, great.
And then she'll tell you about, like,
she doesn't say close your eyes. The vibe is very much don't have your eyes open. But like, I think you can get away with closing your eyes on the tube if you lay your head back, because it looks like you're having a snooze.
Well, I think there's
if
so
you don't,
much.
Then you're like, that's weird.
There's so much weirdness happening on that packed, horrible tube.
And no one's looking at each other.
No one's looking at you anyway.
Everyone's staring at each other's footwear. That's all we're looking at.
Or watching something over the next person's shoulder.
Yeah.
Or thinking about how much they hate it and how they're going to move to Tanzania.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think close your eyes, do the meditation if it works for you. I don't think start there because it's a tube.
That's quite high. High risk.
high risk,
but high yield. Because you will become more mentally healthy.
Yeah, right?
That is good.
Then be like, oh, this year I spent 16 days meditating, which is an incredible feeling.
Yes, unless you drive a car and then don't meditate.
Eyes open.
Yeah, eyes open and just listen to something more rousing than the very important that I got the distinction between those two words. My mum listens to the Inception soundtrack when she's going to work.
Does that help?
Well, she found that she was speeding quite a lot and then she had to stop. But the vibe was very much like film soundtracks were quite like, because like in the morning she has to get really early, and in like the morning it kind of give her a bit of a pep, rather than listening to like podcasts or things would kind of settle her into, she'd feel a bit too calm to like
be
pumped up for the day. But then Inception was too pumped up. So I think she's probably like found a happy medium of, I don't know, I can't think of any film soundtrack, but whatever is between those two.
Moana.
The Harry
Frozen,
Potter.
The Greatest Showman.
Film. The Greatest Showman.
Options. Yeah, so maybe it's about that morning thing being like, and now I'm going to arrive at work as ready as I possibly can be. This is about me like psyching myself up for the day.
But like within reason, because I think sometimes you do just need to check out. So I think you have to be like with all the things that you want to change, just don't beat yourself up for not meditating every day.
No, absolutely. If you're like,
writing a novel.
I don't mind my commute. I fucking love Candy Crush. Crush, I'm in. I don't care.
And Candy Crush is actually a very valid way to spend your time. Monument Valley. Yes, it is. Don't shake your
head. I am shaking my head at you.
It's quite fun.
I'm not saying it's not quite fun. I'm just saying if I said you spent 16 days this year playing Candy Crush,
I'd be devastated.
Yeah, exactly.
I see your point.
Better to be like, I spent 16 days meditating or reading this book or listening to this podcast or learning or improving or learning another language. Like, get one of the Babel apps or
the Duolingo
owl.
Like, oh, God.
So instead of it commute, it's being like, oh, this is my 45 minutes with my owl that I'm absolutely terrified of.
Bring your owl on the
trapped in an abusive relationship with this owl. So maybe it's about that. That's what you spend your time doing.
Yes. A friend of mine recently, I just went to her book launch yesterday, and she wrote a kid's book. And she's always wanted to write a kid's book. And she was like, I don't have any time. She's actually in Magic Mike Live. She's the main part in Magic Mike Live. Yeah. She wrote a kid's book.
You should absolutely clarify what she does in Magic Mike Live.
She's a male stripper.
No, she's not.
No, she's the feminist element where she's like, it's all great. Consent is great. Isn't this fun?
She doesn't
rap.
The
guys are happy. No, I'm rapping. That's how I convey information.
Wow.
She's got a great script and it's very good. And she's brilliant. But she has to be like, she has to be at the Leicester Square Hippodrome very late. And she lives in Sevenoaks. And on the train every day, on her phone notes, she just started like writing little ideas about for a book. And now it's become a kid's book. And it literally was written on the train. I know everyone always goes like, J.K. Rowling wrote it on the train. You're like, well, she probably didn't. Like, she probably had more going on. But she literally did. So I think you can...
That's amazing.
It is something that you've always wanted to be like, yeah, I'd like to do that. Even if it's just, because I know there's a lot of, there was a lot of websites that I looked at about commuting and it was like, write your gratitudes down.
Yes.
And it's like, I love that and I'll never do it, like ever.
Let's unpack. Why not?
I just think I've got better things to do.
Like what?
Stare. Stare at shoes.
Write it down. There's a reason people say that's a good thing to do.
I can't get over, as we've talked about before on this podcast, I can't get over the like, you know, like that's lame. Like, what if someone looked across? He's like, I always look at what other people are doing, and if I look at what other people are doing, and someone's writing like, "Today I was thankful for," I'd be like, "Oh,
okay."
God.
So don't write "Today I was thankful for."
Okay, write it in code.
Yes. Say like, Carol, I just wanted to address some of the points from the meeting. I think
I am happy for.
I am happy for, and then you say
my health
in the form of an email to Carol.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm writing
options.
An email. Oh, options. Okay, or I WhatsApp myself.
Or you WhatsApp yourself.
Dear Stevie,
I am grateful for this.
Yes.
I mean, there is a reason. Like, we always talk about how it's like, it's pretentious and it's wanky and it feels horrible. But there's a reason.
Like bullet journaling. I want to do it, but will I? And I won't. I hate myself.
Yeah, but there is a reason that people claim that they're so amazing, because they are.
Are they?
Yes.
Do you do it?
Yes.
Do you know? I've never seen you bullet journal.
I do. I couldn't grasp it. It was too much for me, the bullet journaling.
But
I am quite into the gratitude.
It's too much pressure with the gratitude journal, because what if I can't think of something to be grateful for? That means that my day.
What are you grateful for today?
I don't know. And
are
this
you
is
joking?
The problem.
We're on a boat.
I don't know if I'm grateful for being on a boat. I'm happy to be on the boat, but am I grateful for it?
That's what, that's the same. I think you've confused what grateful is.
Okay, I don't understand what it means.
It's just like today I got
it's
to
an
go on a
ancient curse.
Today I got to go on a boat. Like, that's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm having a nice time.
Exactly. That's what
I got this gin, and I'm enjoying the gin.
Exactly.
Friends.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the gratitude thing doesn't have to be like, oh, this enormous stuff. It can be like, my buttons look cool.
I think that if I had a gratitude journal and I looked back and they were all things like, my buttons looked cool.
I would really be upset. Right. We're going to have to circle back here. It's not about looking back on it in years to come and being like, what a grateful girl.
Oh, it's about being in the moment.
It's about being in the moment and saying like, and just checking and being like, oh yeah, life's all right actually. Like, even though you're like, oh, I'm on this commute. You're like, oh shit. Like, I got a job. I've got cool buttons. I'm on this boat. Like, what more could you possibly
want? No, that is
three
nice.
Sausages from the buffet.
Okay. That's true.
I'm real grateful.
You've got a lot of brioche. Okay. And
I did eat too much brioche.
Yeah.
And like, it's about checking in and being like, oh yeah, this is all right.
Can I also say though,
please,
maybe it's okay to not want to do a gratitude journal, but also fill your commute with other things, you know? Because not everything is for everybody. Maybe, I don't know.
I understand. What would you like to, what are you going to take on as your personal one?
I've got a notebook and I'm trying to like be more creative. I don't, that's a very vague goal, so it's very easy to achieve.
Yes.
I make anything and now I'm
done
creative.
Smashed it today.
Sorted. But I just like to kind of, I'm trying to like write more stuff or like pitch more articles as a journalist and like just trying to like keep my professional career going.
Yes,
so I like to write down kind of like, here are the things that like, I can get so overwhelmed with the actual job that I'm doing at hand that I don't think about this sort of side hustles that I'm doing. So I kind of use it to like be like, okay, so maybe this is an idea for an article, or maybe like this would be a good podcast suggestion for next week for me and you or whatever.
Yeah.
Just so then I feel like I'm doing something. Also, I kind of want to write a book, but I'm embarrassed to tell people, so that's why I've been not saying it. But like, I'm trying to write down ideas for a book as well.
Well,
and then hoping
it.
That no one, I am, but I'm hoping that no one looks over and then is like, are you writing ideas for a book? That's a terrible book. So
so what are the chances that that happens?
Oh, very high.
The amount of people I know who are so terrified to write anything down in case someone looks over their shoulder
or
they die in a fire.
Yes, and then the notebook's on them and then they're like, oh, well, she was going to write this book. It looked terrible, so I'm glad she's gone. Like,
no, you know, one will ever say that.
They might.
I promise if you die, I will burn
all of my notebooks.
Everything you own.
Okay.
That's my solemn promise.
Actually, no, I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, especially the notebooks.
Yeah. Now, will you write it down?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Though, may I tell you this? If anyone's listening to this podcast called The Australian, and it's about this very unsolved missing person case from 30 years ago, the grandma in it, when she was dying, said to her daughter, "Take these notebooks. I'm so embarrassed by them. Her diaries. Please get rid of them. Put them in the bin." And the daughter couldn't bear. Like, this is when the lady was 90 and the daughter was like 50. And she was like, oh, I can't bear it. So I held on to these diaries. And 30 years later, they were used in a cold case murder trial. And they acted as evidence. And the guy went to jail.
Oh, wow.
Do not burn your diaries, guys.
Oh, wow.
Keep them safe. Yeah. Because you think they're all crap, but they could be something amazing.
There could be something in them that could send someone to the...
Yeah. And also, like, nobody really is ever going to look and be like, oh, she was... What rubbish ideas. No one's ever, ever thought
that.
But
also, when something becomes old enough, it's just always interesting.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Even, like, the banal crap that my, like, Nana had, like, wrote in her... stuff, and you're just like, it's an old letter, though.
Yeah.
But it's like a tax letter or something. Like, oh, wow, but it's, like, browned at the edges. And, like, it's so exciting. Anything from the war is just immediately interesting because it's from the war.
My friend found her grandma's... diary when she died, and
I'm so stressed for the grandma, though. Do you know what I mean? Just in that, like, in case there's some really private things in there.
Well, that's what they're hoping for. Some good, salacious,
so.
sexy goss.
Sexy grandma goss.
Sexy grandma goss. And in once a week, she'd put this little code to herself and written BF in the corner in a circle. And they were like, oh my god, what's BF? Is it like boning Francis, I'm going to say.
I thought you were, and I was like, don't say boning Francis. Oh, you did.
Some like sexy code.
Yeah.
But it turned out boiled flannels.
I think so that's what she'd done with her day.
That's what she did with that day.
Okay,
it was just boiled
that's
flannels.
A real
so
downer.
So I'm saying is, how much was a downer was that? So write down your cool ideas.
Okay, great. Because they're going to be more interesting than boil my
because
flannels.
Because you're giving all that validation to that man who's looking over your shoulder saying, that's a crap idea.
And it's also a man who's like a professor at Harvard.
Exactly, he's not on the tube with
he's
you.
He's not as easy.
And you are letting him stop you from doing all your ideas and writing your book.
Great, okay, I'll thank you. But this is great.
Yeah, do it.
I genuinely feel good.
Yeah, and I think like we need to just, like, if we could just get away from being like, what will people think of me if I meditate or if I write or if I do this or if I read, you know, people will be all judgy. Be like, they won't. They're too busy thinking how they wish they were doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. But also, we haven't talked about cars, because that's a thing.
Please, let us.
I love cars. That's my point. Okay, bye.
Famously.
No, because obviously if you're commuting in a car, for me, that sounds like an absolute paradise, because you've got your own little world that you just move in.
Yes.
But obviously, it maybe is boring, and maybe...
Well, expensive.
Expensive. Bad for the environment.
Bad for the environment. Parking is very stressful. Traffic is a nightmare.
Car share. So,
car share, yeah.
One of my friends car shares to work to give her a pep, but then home from work never car shares.
What does she do with them?
You need
what
the time.
Does she leave them?
No, as in they work with her. She doesn't.
So how does she leave them at work?
Oh, because that's a really good point. She just told me that, and I was like, I didn't even think
how
of that.
How do they get home?
I guess they are dead.
Yeah.
I guess they stay in the office. No, they must. There must be like sort of more.
Or maybe she
people.
Goes in their car, but then she goes home herself.
Or goes home in someone else's car. Just a woman just perpetually getting in people's cars.
Yeah.
Or maybe
she's
she gets the train home, but she car shares there.
Just either way.
Either way, that wasn't the point. The point was that, like,
sorry.
Sometimes you don't want to car share home because you're like, well, I don't want to talk to a work colleague for more time outside of my office, but getting there, bit of a motivational pep, because then you can't just be like, ugh, because you've got someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Unless they're really annoying, then don't car share with that person. No.
But I think find a human person to talk to, no matter how much we're all like, oh, I want to be on my own, ugh, don't talk to me. You're like, actually, talk to people.
Like, although the horror when I used to work in an office and I'd see like a colleague like about some 7 stops and be like, you've ruined my staring time. Do you know? Yeah. And now I have to talk about the office for longer than when I'm in the office. That is the worst.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what my advice is there. Just live your life, I guess. Live your life and love
live
it.
Live your life, mate.
Live your life and love it.
I guess it's find it for you. If you hate everyone you work with, obviously do not car share with them. If you think they might be all right. I mean, look at Peter Kay's car share. They fell in love. So
did they?
Did you watch the show?
No.
Well,
I don't know what it is at all.
Peter Kay, the comedian,
yeah,
wrote a show called Car Share.
Okay, great.
It's genuinely wonderful, but they are two strangers who did not want to car share because they wanted their alone time.
Oh, okay.
And they fall in love.
So maybe you'll also fall in love. Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. These are my very last things. They're just about the preparation element to it and about not getting sort of caught. It's basically like, have your umbrella at your desk, have your different shoes, have your snacks.
Yeah, you have like a bag at your desk, aren't you, that's like takes you from desk to dance floor.
Of course.
And then your car.
Yes.
But that's never happened. I was so desperate to go from desk to dance floor.
Yes, it was. We were really sold as kids the idea that like with a statement blazer, you'd be able to go straight
suddenly
to thing. But
you always have heels in your drawer and a spare pair of pants. Woo!
Yeah,
and then
but
you
do
just have some pants in your drawer for ages. That's what happened. And then your boss says you got pants in your drawer. And that's basically what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So like, have your shoes, have your pants, have your earphones, have your backup phone charger, because nothing worse than
a
settling
pack
in and then you're on 3% and that's the end of that. Like, have it all ready for yourself, and so that the beginning and the end of every single day you do yourself this great service where you're like, this is my time to either psych up for the day or wind down, you know.
Yeah.
And they aren't just like, oh, the world is happening at me. It's like, I'm taking this choice, I'm taking this moment, I'm enjoying this. And try and enjoy something. Like, you don't have to hate every second of it. It doesn't have to force you to go to Tanzania.
Like, yeah, like
it
the
can
perspective
be,
is important.
Stevie, you can literally get the Thames Clipper home.
I live very close to a Thames
if you
Clipper
live near the water here. Literally ride the boat
it
home.
Takes a lot longer, but it's worth it. Have
right
a great time.
Exactly, it's worth it. Like, to enjoy it, to better it takes longer and you had a wonderful time than it was quicker and you hated every second.
Yeah,
you know,
get Ubers everywhere. Fine.
Live your life.
Live your life.
We are nearly at the end. Thank you so, so much for being a wonderful audience. And thank you for hanging out with us on this cool boat.
This cool green boat.
We hope that it's in some way improved your commute for the future and you've got something to take with you. I hope if you've got a children's book that you're thinking about up there that you
write
start
it on the
writing
tube.
Or any great ideas, or you want to change the world or start that tech startup or your app or whatever it is you're doing with yourselves that you be like, yeah, I'm going to do that on my commute.
Yeah, use it to be a little bit more creative. Maybe meditate. Maybe don't if you're driving.
Maybe read that book you always meant to read. Maybe learn that language. Maybe just
call your grandma on your hands-free.
Call your grandma safely.
Safely call your grandma.
And maybe just take a moment, enjoy it and be like, oh, how cool actually that I got somewhere to be and I got a home to go home to, you know?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Great. Well, also follow us at Nobody Panic
follow
Pod.
Us.
Thank you so much to Gordon's. Hashtag Gordon's Line at Gordon's Gin UK. That's you can.
Yeah,
that's
we
that,
got.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah. I've
their
done
line
my job.
Is, shall we? And we've been saying, shall we?
Shall we? A
shall
lot.
We?
And the answer
shall
is, we shall.
We shall.
Don't know what that is, but
shall
it is
we?
A yes.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's a hard yes from me.
Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you, Stevie, for having
thank
us.
You.
Thank you, Gordon's. And have an amazing rest of your commute. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.